Wünschst du dir jemanden, der dich versteht wie kein anderer? Jemand, der deine Wünsche wahr werden lässt und mit dir das schönste Abenteuer deines Lebens erleben möchte? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify richtest du im Nu deinen Online-Shop ein. Ganz ohne Programmier- oder Designkenntnisse. Dank der effizienten Einrichtung und intuitiven Social-Media- und Online-Marketplace-Integration kannst du über Instagram, eBay und Co. werben und verkaufen. Neue Zielgruppen zu erreichen war noch nie so einfach. Shopify bietet auf einer einzigen, sicheren Plattform alle Tools, um dein Online-Business aufzubauen. Kostenlos testen und dein Business der Welt präsentieren. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Einfach Shopify.de/try eingeben und loslegen. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. What a day it has been. My goodness. All right. I understand that I have to play this Tucker thing about the red states. And then somebody wanted me to yell about the Iowa representatives. I'm going to get to that in a moment. Here's what else we have this hour. As soon as I'm done with that, we are going to get to this FBI jihadi thing. Some BlackRock news. I'm beginning to get more and more pro Bob Menendez by the day. All that and so much more is coming up this hour on the Jesse Kelly Show, and we will address this thing with Chris in the trees in a moment. I'll explain what I'm talking about, but I promised you this, so I want to deliver. This is a little long. I'm going to let it play, though. Why do these red state GOP politicians, why do they suck so bad? Why are they so bad? And actually, I had a chance to sit down with Senator Tommy Tuberville. He's one of the very few decent senators we have. And he had some things to say. Anyway, this was me and Tucker from yesterday, and I'll go into some more details in a moment.
Why is it that Republican states tend to have the least sincere Republican? Like Dan Crenshaw, apparently still a member of Congress from the state of Texas, who is zero interest in the U.S. border. All his interest is in the Ukrainian border, the Gaza border. You know, how does a guy like that get elected in a supposedly Republican state?
Well, complacency and life being good makes us soft, right? It's just the fact of life. It's one of those things humanity struggled with. As soon as you get rich or well off or comfortable, how do you keep improving? How do you keep your edge? You rarely do. This is what's happened to red state Republicans. There's nobody more at fault for the condition of this country than red state GOP voters. And people get mad when I say that. But let me just go down the list here. Mitch McConnell, John Cornyn, John Thune, Tillis. I mean, look, you can go down the list. Every dork from Louisiana. The reddest states in this country give us the most putrid Republicans at the federal level.
Pause real quick. That would be you, Iowa. I'm definitely including you, Iowa. What are you doing?
Why does that happen? Because the GOP primary vote.
Don't think it's just Iowa either. Wyoming, Texas, South Carolina, Mississippi. Gosh, Mississippi, do better.
Voter in red states lives in a relatively normal place. He lives in comfort. He thinks he's got a red legislature. So he either doesn't vote in primaries. That's mostly the case. He's just going to sit at home. Or even worse, he goes to vote for Senator Dork, who he sees on Fox News every time. Well, Lindsey Graham was on Fox tonight. I guess he's on my side. You should have nothing but disdain for virtually every single senator you see on Fox News. And yet people vote for who they see on television. Well, I met John Thune once and he was so handsome. He's very clearly on our side. John Thune supported gun control legislation and John Thune.
Yeah, you get the idea. I've heard enough of me. But you understand the idea. If you want to watch that full interview, I'm not going to play any more for you. It's on, the full thing is on Twitter if you have that. It's on YouTube if you have that. It's on TuckerCarlson.com if you have it. And I think it's free. Is it free, Chris? Can people? It is free? Okay, so it's free. There you go. So enjoy. All right. Now, there's something else we talked about a lot. So I don't have to sit and belabor the point here, but I am going to say, I told you so. Radical Islamic terrorism. That is something that's been around for a while, decades. But it is something that really came into the minds of Americans after 9/11. It's one of those things that just all of a sudden everyone woke up to the fact that, dang, these guys are real. They really hate us. And they can kill a lot of people. Now, after 9/11, Americans, we did what people do. And look, it usually goes bad and it ended up going bad here. But we looked to the government and we said, do something. Somebody do something. Help. Make sure this will never happen again. Get these guys. And what did the government do? Well, on top of all kinds of domestic programs to keep us safe from terror, we also took the entire national security apparatus and we aimed it at radical Islamic terrorism. Now let's focus on the domestic portion for now. Domestically, because Americans were afraid, Americans were very willing to give up their liberty, and I am pointing fingers at myself. I was Mr. Patriot Act back then. Yeah, kill all these dirty terrorists, right? And back then, what were we being told? What were we being sold? Well, we're only using this on foreigners. We're only using this on terrorists. This will, of course, only be used on the bad guys. Now, what is, quote, this? Well, we empowered and entrusted organizations like the FBI to do sting operations. And stings can take on many different forms. I'm not going to speak for all the cops who are listening right now, but one of the ways the FBI combated domestic Islamic terrorism is they would, for lack of a better way to put it, set these guys up. Let's say I'm on the internet tonight. I'm some kind of radical jihadi and I hate America and all these other things. And I have some various websites where I go message other radical jihadis. Oh, hey, mom, are we going to blow ourselves up today? No, I want to catch the game tonight. We'll blow ourselves up tonight. That kind of talk. Well, just like now, American patriots, those websites were full of federal agents. Federal agents posing as radical jihadis. And so here's how it might work. Maybe instead of talking about blowing myself up, maybe I start talking about, hey, you know, I've had enough of just this normal Islam. I'm going to be one of these real jihadi types. I want to kill some people, you know, for Allah or whatever these nut jobs do. What if then a federal agent starts to talk me into it? Hey, Jesse. Yeah. Instead of talking me out of it or something, he says, yeah, you should, man. Absolutely. Hey, I found out if you go down to the hardware store and you buy this, this, and this, you can make explosives. Hey, Jesse, there's a soft target in your area. I bet if you went down to City Hall with this, you could do, hey, Jesse, this is how it worked. You ever dig into these cases? I have. This is how it happened. And eventually, the jihadi on the other end, almost always, I need to clarify, a moron. These are really dumb people who get caught up in this kind of stuff. And we'll bring this back to Michigan here in a minute, but these are really dumb people. And so, yeah, you're right. Yeah, all right, I got the stuff. Where do I go? All right, I'm going to City Hall. And you drive down to City Hall on the day he told you to drive down to City Hall. And all of a sudden, there are flashing lights behind you and you're surrounded by a bunch of SWAT teams. And oh my gosh. And soon you find yourself in court and you're in court and you're having these text messages and these messages online read aloud in front of a jury. And you've got all your Muslim garb on and they're looking at you and they're saying, look at this dirty freaking terrorist. Take this guy and throw him in a dark hole forever. And that's how the federal government operated with radical Islamic terror in America. And we were all, myself included, very much okay with that. I shouldn't say we were all. Maybe you weren't. You know, the Ron Paul types, I know there are a bunch of those who listen to the show too. They were kind of way more ahead of the curve on this stuff than I was, for sure. But at least me, I don't speak for you. For me, I was fine with that. Yeah, screw them. Well, at any time anybody, let's say a Ron Paul type would bring up to me, hey, Jesse, you know that You know they're going to use that against regular American citizens too, right, one day. And I couldn't have been more dismissive of that back then. Oh, don't be ridiculous. It's the FBI. It's America. We would never do that. You know, very naive. Just an idiot, right? An idiot. And so that is what went on in this country for years. And I'm not crying for the jihadis. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is this. All those same powers, all those same tactics, they're now being used on you. Headline, this is from ammoland.com. Internal documents show the FBI is worried about white supremacists teaming up with Islamic extremists. Yeah, no, I'm sure they're very worried about that. Well, look, you're not an idiot. You know what that means. They are using all the powers they've been using against the jihadis. They're now using them against you. And this is when I, Daddy Jesse, come with the word of caution for you. I have always told you to stay legal and local, right? Legal, but most importantly, let's focus on legal. I get your emails. I know how mad you are. You know how mad I am. That, quote, patriot group you're with on Facebook or wherever it may be, there are FBI agents in there trying to throw you in prison. No, it's just me and Bob and Tim and Jim, and we love America. We say the Pledge of Allegiance every day, and we pray. These guys are veterans. They love the country. They're either FBI agents or informants. At least one of them is, definitely. Keep that in mind when you're browsing out there. They're trying to throw you in prison. And they're going to do everything they used to do against the jihadis against you for your MAGA hat. Do I need to remind you about Michigan? Let me remind you about Michigan real quick. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Friday is almost here, and that means Ask Dr. Jesse Friday is almost here. It's so close, you can taste it. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, just one last little word on this FBI. They're worried about white supremacists joining with jihadis. They're not actually worried about that. They're just looking for another excuse to arrest Republicans. So allow me to once again remind you that in Michigan, we all woke up one day and found out that the FBI had busted this dangerous plot to kidnap and assassinate Gretchen Whitmer. And when you dug into it, you found out they had, oh my gosh, they had weapons and explosives. They had diagrams of her summer cabin. They had a plan to take her out on a boat. Wow, these guys look really bad. And then it all came out at the trial, all of it. That the FBI planned, paid for, and coordinated the entire thing. The guys who got caught up in it, bunch of morons. Just honestly, some down in the... The one guy who lived, I'm not making this up, in an apartment underneath a vacuum repair shop. He is reportedly, I've never met him, but one of the guys who knew him said, he's just a loser who smokes weed all day in the bottom of the vacuum repair shop. They just tracked down some idiot and they turned him into an assassin and sent him to prison. Don't let it happen to you. Stay legal. Stay local. Watch your language online. Don't be rambling off, firing off at the mouth because you're mad one night. Ah, I'm going to kill this guy. No. Stay legal and local at all times. The last thing in the world I ever want, is to find out one of you went to prison. That would break my heart, all right? We have enough people who listen in prison, and they would all tell you right now, you don't want to join me here, okay? All right, now, that's that. Now, we all have a choice to make in life. We have choices to make. Life is about choices, isn't it? Today, I had huge choices to make. Do we do the white sauce pizza? Do we do the normal pizza? I didn't know. But there, in all seriousness, there are more serious choices than that. Sometimes Joe Biden lays those choices out clearly for us.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes.
Are you ready?
to choose freedom over democracy? I don't know about you. I'm not ready yet. But are you ready? Oh, I didn't play this one for you earlier. Mayorkas was given all this testimony, right? Roger Marshall had some questions for him as well. Actually, maybe I did play this, but it was really good. Listen,
Mr. Secretary, how many people have died from fentanyl in this country in the last 3 years, the last year?
Senator, I would be pleased to provide you with that data.
You have, what would be your guess?
Senator, I don't want to guess. But
so you don't know. 250,000 Americans.
I did play that now that I think about it. 250,000 Americans. This is a... It's something that we don't actually talk enough about or care enough about. And I know why. I know why the fentanyl deaths do not, they don't bother us on a level that, Laken Riley, that beautiful girl in Georgia who just got beaten to death by that illegal, that touched a nerve for us, didn't it? It did. And why? Well, she seemed like such a wonderful young person. I never knew her, but... And she was a beautiful young woman. And societies instinctively, when they see beautiful young women, the good societies, they want them protected, right, and treasured. Women, all women should be protected and treasured. And there was this young girl got sent off to college, and it really grated on you. It grated on me. But fentanyl and all the fentanyl deaths, yes, you've heard it. You know the numbers, but it doesn't grate on people as much. And I do understand why. Because we don't extend the same amount of mercy towards people who do drugs as we do an innocent college girl in Georgia. I understand dying of fentanyl. It's sad, and you may tell someone, oh, that's too bad, I feel bad, but it's not something that's going to tug at your heart or my heart, probably the way that it should. I personally have a lot of sympathy for people who are addicts, recovering addicts, drugs, alcohol. I really have always had a heart for those people because I struggled with alcohol in the past. I've told you about after I got back from Iraq and how bad I was. It was really, really bad back then. So because I've gone through that, I have a lot of sympathy for people who are going through that now. Maybe you're going through that now. But I understand as a nation, that's not going to tug at us. So let me set that aside. I'm not going to sit and beg you for sympathy for a bunch of people dying of drug overdoses. But what does it mean to us that our government doesn't care? And what does it mean to us that we don't care that this stuff comes from China? The key ingredients, they come from China. They make a lot of this stuff in Mexico now, but they do it all from China. Not only do we not care, we continue to make China rich. Here's a headline for you. BlackRock, you know, the three finance giants that are destroying the country, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. Most people don't even know the names. Those are the three corporations controlling like $20 trillion. It's the reason why there's a liberal white woman with purple hair who's had 19 abortions on the corporate board. It's because of BlackRock. Here's a headline. BlackRock, Wall Street firms reportedly steered billions to blacklisted Chinese companies. Blacklisted Chinese companies. Companies that have already been determined to be enemies of us. And our finance giants who make fortunes here make sure those companies stay rich while China imports poison into our country. Crazy to think where we are. All right, let me tell you about why I love Bob Menendez next. Before I get to that, let me tell you about Tunnel to Towers. We were just talking about 9/11, and I realize every time I bring up 9/11, it may bring up some rough memories for you. I've told you before, I cried that day. Not a big crier. In the Marine Corps, sitting there watching the towers come down, I was ready to kill everybody. I cried that day. But from horrible things, great things do arise. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, I'm very familiar with the nonprofit world and how bad it is. They really are the good guys. Did you know that more than 95 cents of every dollar goes to their programs? In the charity, nonprofit world, that is unheard of. These organizations exist to line the pockets of people who work there, not Tunnel to Towers, though. More than 95 cents of every dollar. And all they ask is 11 bucks a month from you and me. Give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. You know what I really respect? I respect a good hustle. Now, respect probably isn't the best way to put it, because you don't want to be a hustler and you don't want to be dishonest. But I've told you this before about one of my buddies in the Marine Corps. Business cards. Now, I know I'm going somewhere with this. I know I was young and naive, but for some reason, I always thought when I was a teenager and when I was growing up that to get a business card, that you actually had to get it from the business where you worked. And so it's kind of like a confirmation thing from the business where you worked. Hey, I work here. I work for Premier. I work for iHeart. So surely if I'm going to have a business card that says Jesse Kelly, radio host, menu whisperer, they'll have to give that to me, right? But I was incredibly naive, obviously. Business cards can be made at Walgreens. You can order them online. Anyone can do business cards anywhere. And obviously, a central part of being in the Marines is chasing women around. And that's what we did every single weekend, as much as we possibly could, just being idiots out there. One of my buddies had this hustle, and it seemed, I don't want to make myself sound like a good person, I certainly am not, but it seemed so dishonest that I couldn't bring myself to do it. At the same time, I respected it. And his hustle was simply this. He would just have business cards printed with his name, his real number, and a fake job title on there. And I have seen this guy print business cards because they don't cost anything. That's another thing. They're dirt cheap. He was a doctor. He was a lawyer. He was vice president. He loved the vice president thing because no one knows who the company's vice president is. It's almost impossible to find this information, and you're never going to run into somebody who does this information. I believe one of his best ones I ever saw was he claimed that he was vice president. I forget the name of the company, but girls would ask him. He would intentionally be vague on the name of the company. He put the name of the company, but you wouldn't have heard of it. He wouldn't say, I'm vice president of Coca-Cola. You can pull up your phone and look at that. So he'd name this company. And what he I'm still laughing thinking about it. What he told this girl, and she was mesmerized, was, no, what we do is, you've heard of Pringles? And of course, everyone's heard of Pringles, the chips, Pringles. Oh, yeah, you heard of Pringles? Well, you know the cans they come in? Pringles doesn't manufacture those. We manufacture all the Pringles cans in the world. I'm not making this up. We manufacture all the Pringles cans in the world, and I'm the VP of operations over there. She was riveted, absolutely flabbergasted. Oh, don't you seem young? Because I think he was 20. At the time, he was 20 years old. Yeah, yeah, I just advanced really fast, graduated Harvard, you know, when I was early. And did it work every time? No. And women have incredible intuition. I've always believed that God gave that to them because they're smaller and their wrists are weaker. And so you have to be more in tune to danger out there, who are the bad guys, who are not. Like, my wife has much better intuition when I'm hanging out with someone or meeting someone. If he's a bad guy, she'll know before I know. Hey, you need to stay away from that guy, right? Sometimes they would pick up on it, but oftentimes it wouldn't. They wouldn't. And he would get their number or something. And I'll tell you, I couldn't do it, but I respect the hustle.
Which brings me to Bob Menendez. Now, obviously, I'm not a big fan of Democrats, dirty commies like Bob Menendez. And I'm certainly not a big fan of political corruption. We rant on that all the time on the show, how we don't like political corruption. I don't like it. You don't like it. We live in a corrupt country. It's bad. It's bad for everyone. But Bob Menendez, he has taken this to such a level that I can't help but admire. First, I would like to remind everybody how slippery this dude is. You may have forgotten. I did not forget. This came out years ago. Bob Menendez was in serious legal trouble because he was hitching private plane rides from donors and business associates down to stay in their villas in the Caribbean and patronizing Caribbean, I believe it was the Dominican Republic, if I remember right, ladies of the night. This came out. This was publicized. And Bob Menendez just weathered that storm. And granted, it's New Jersey. Everyone in New Jersey understands their politicians are going to be dirty. That's kind of built into being part of New Jersey. But he weathered the storm and boom, didn't even hurt him at all. Didn't hurt his career one bit. Everyone just kind of looked and said, yeah, that Bob, that sounds like something he'd do. He's one of those guys. And so the most recent corruption story, this gets better. There's new information out. The most recent corruption story just murders me. Just murders me because you never see corruption like this out of D.C. That's not how D.C. corruption is done, the whole suitcase is full of cash. That's how local corruption is done. That's how it works at your city council, at your state legislature. Handfuls of cash, pay for play, that kind of thing. You really don't see that in Congress. There are too many legal loopholes, so it's really just about trading favors legally. Hey, you passed this $100 million legislation for solar panels. I run a solar panel company. Your niece really wants a job, right? It works like that. Just as dirty, but different. Kind of cleaner looking. But not for Bob Menendez. That wasn't enough. Bob Menendez apparently used his position in the United States Senate to acquire gold bars from Egypt. Not even coins. It's not like he called Oxford Gold Group. He just has gold bars like it's Fort Knox in his house. And when they raided his house, this part murders me. It wasn't, you've seen the movies or how people have safes in their home. Maybe you have a safe in your home. It's a good thing. And I don't know if you've ever seen any of these. I've seen them. I've always wanted one. I don't have one. But like the hidden safes where you have to remove these two floorboards and then you'll find the safe where John Wick keeps all the grenades and the spare cash, that kind of thing. Bob Menendez didn't have any time for that in-floor safe stuff. He just had envelopes stuffed full of cash like he's in the Gambino family, stuffed everywhere. They found it in his suit jacket pockets in the closet. It was just thrown in shoe boxes. Bob Menendez would just come home from an overseas trip to Egypt and he'd just start throwing envelopes in the closet. Hey, honey, can you get rid of some of this stuff for me? Oh, don't bother hiding it. Hey, well, I went to Joseph A. Banks last week. Just throw her in the coat pocket. No one will ever look there. And then the latest thing came out. This was yesterday or today. I think it was yesterday that I saw this and it just, I'm sorry, it murdered me. I know I'm wrong. I think I love this guy. He's become, I think, my new favorite politician. Menendez has a legal defense he's going to go with for all of this. Cash, gold bars, a car, the works. He's going to blame his wife.
I'm not making that up. They've asked the judge for separate trials, and he's simply going to get up there and say, it wasn't me. It was her. What in the world? What in the world is with Bob Menendez? He's like some cartoon character of like a caricature of a politician. If you had to invent the ultimate New Jersey politician, it would be Bob Menendez. Underage hookers in the Caribbean? That's me. Some gold bars from Egypt? Sign me up. Hey, Bob, what if something happens? What if the cops bust you? Oh, no big deal. I'm just going to blame the old ball and chain. Bob Menendez murders me. All right.
We have some stuff to get to. In fact, I have a bunch of headlines to get to. I'm going to try to get to a couple emails, and then we're going to get to headlines I didn't get to. Now, the bad news for Bob is he's 70, and he's probably going to go to prison like most New Jersey politicians do. And from what I understand, prison beds are brutal. And so he's going to wake up with back pain. Now, what can he do about that? He can take Relief Factor every single day. You see, it doesn't matter what aches and pains come for you or Bob Menendez as he goes to federal prison. Relief Factor's there for us. Four key drug-free all-natural ingredients created by doctors. What it does, it helps your body's natural response to inflammation. Your body's already trying to fight off that back pain. It needs help. Relief Factor is there. Help is on the way. Call them. They're so confident about their product, it's borderline cocky, and that's coming from me. They sell three-week quick start kits. They're not asking you to sign up for a year. 3 weeks, $19.95. You'll order more. Everyone does. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. One more segment. Hang on.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Do not forget to send in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow and send them in right now. Send them to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I promise we will have more fun tomorrow than Mayorkas had today being questioned by Josh Hawley in the Senate.
Travis Wolf, do you know that name?
Not off the top of my head.
Travis Wolf is a 12-year-old boy from Missouri. Travis was killed on December 20th, 2023, or I should say he was in a tragic attack on that night. He died some weeks later, head-on collision. The person driving the vehicle who's now been charged with six criminal counts is Indrina Bracco. Do you know who that is?
I do not, but let me communicate that I know that all of our hearts break for the family of this young boy who died in that accident.
Well, she's an illegal migrant here from Venezuela. Local law enforcement tell me that she was detained briefly at the border in 2023 and then released. And then she commits this crime. Multiple people have been stabbed in O'Fallon, Missouri by illegal migrants. Mr. Secretary, I know that you think your policies are a success. You sat right there in that chair and you've told me over and over our policies are working. You're on the record years and years saying that. Maybe they're working for you. Maybe they're working for your political objectives, whatever they may be. I don't know. But they're not working for Lake and Riley or Travis Wolf or the people of my state.
I wonder, you've heard me wonder this before on the show, and we'll never know. I wonder if there's anything human left in those people. Like, I know Mayorkas is a communist and he's doing what he was instructed to do, open up the border so they can destroy the country. And I know. But man, there would have to be something inside of you that would stir hearing that story, wouldn't they? And knowing it was your fault, knowing you did it. Think about that a lot. Oh, also, I think about how useless the GOP is. Remember when Mitt Romney voted to impeach Trump over nothing? Here's Mitt Romney talking about the Mayorkas impeachment. And I just want to point out, Mitt Romney is from the very, very, very red state of Utah.
I think there's no question but that this is not going to result in a conviction because the test of a high crime or misdemeanor being committed has not been alleged. And as a result of that, there will not be a conviction.
Yeah. These are the Republicans our reddest states send. Not just blaming you, Utah. I'm guilty too. Texas, we got corn and we got the... Look... That actually does remind me, though. How are your testosterone levels? You understand, you do understand that if you keep drinking the estrogen in the water and you don't take a male vitality stack from Chalk, that this could be you?
I think there's no question but that this is not going to result in a conviction because the test of a high crime or misdemeanor being committed has not been.
Testosterone levels are obviously in free fall. You don't need science to tell you that. You just heard Mitt Romney speak. a male vitality stack from Chalk, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days without going to a clinic, getting needles jabbed into your arm, just naturally. Natural herbal supplements. And Chalk has something for everybody, whatever you're looking to improve upon. Go. And these, remember, these are the most hardcore anti-communists I've ever met in the business world, anywhere. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right? All right. Now, we're going to do something that I've been pretty lax on, so we're going to do it early. We're going to do headlines I didn't get to, an extended version, because I realize I'm so far behind. And look, just as I'm going through this, remember, you have a choice to make.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes.
You want freedom or you want democracy?
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Gwyneth Paltrow says fans would be shocked to learn which movies she passed on to raise kids. Wow, man, what a burden to have to stop making movies to raise your kids. I'll tell you what, Gwyneth, me, on behalf of every housewife out there, our hearts are breaking for you. Biden's education secretary vows to shut down the largest Christian university in the United States of America. Yes, because he's a communist, because Democrats are all communists now, because communists do not share a religion with any other religion of a nation. You know this. This has taken place every time throughout history. What would be nice would be if the American Christian Church would wake up and realize that that's the case. War has already been declared on you from top to bottom by your government. But hey, 50% of Christians don't even vote. Friggin' horrible. January 6th committee Democrats say they fear Trump will put them in jail. These people always make Trump sound cooler than he is. Donald Trump's never going to send you to jail. I would send you to jail, but he's not going to send you to jail. All right. LAPD interim chief. We're badly understaffed. A revolving door system is demoralizing. Well, LA is going to keep getting worse. The good cops are going to keep leaving, which is sad because the LAPD was actually a really cool police force. Probably still is, but all the good guys are checking out. They're retiring, and LA would descend into hell, and every Democrat voter in LA is directly responsible for it. More than two dozen AGs sue Biden over electric vehicle mandate. I do love that Republican AGs are getting more and more aggressive, working together against this communism. They really are going to be our tip of the spear going forward. AGs, state AGs, that is an important race. That's a race to pay attention to for you and me for the future. Lake and Riley murder suspect released over lack of detention space. Golly, this story just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. I'll tell you what. Red states take new steps to distance itself from risky Chinese investments. It actually said red state, not red states. This is West Virginia they're talking about. But there are other states, again, a coalition forming that are getting involved in this stuff. Florida's doing a lot of it. Texas is doing a lot of it. Oklahoma's getting in on it. We are getting more and more aggressive at the red state level. We're not near where we need to be, but we are getting better. How a Chinese-funded charity is registering Democrats to flip Virginia. I'm sure it's just an accident that China wants Democrats in charge of everything. Surely that's a coincidence. U.S. tax refunds declined 3.3% this year and run up to the deadline. I'm still so salty over the taxes I have to pay. I always have been. And you know what makes me the maddest is that I listened to my dad complain about paying taxes for years, every time he had to pay taxes. And now when I call my dad to complain about taxes, because I always complain about taxes, not to make myself sound like Chris, my dad tells me every time to suck it up. It's better than being poor. He tells me that every single time. Biden strongly supports Johnson's $95 billion foreign aid package. Yes, the two Democrats, Joe Biden and Mike Johnson, agree on something. Mike Johnson, Congress will make sure Vladimir Putin doesn't march through Europe. Once again, I want to remind every single person listening, anyone who tells you Vladimir Putin's going to march through Europe is an idiot or a liar. There's no third option. He doesn't even have the ability to do that, even if he wants to. Now, email your questions, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and we will have fun tomorrow. That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.